Welcome to Hilchas Melicha. These halachas teach us how one should salt meat. In the olden days, these halachas were well known by every housewife. Before animals were shechted on a grand scale than it is today, people went to the shochet in town, had their meat shechted, took it home, and salted at home. Every housewife learned from her mother the laws of Melicha and were well known. Today, due to the fact that salting is done in the slaughtering houses, so people do not know these halachas. It has come to such an extent that there's a story that a young couple moved to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael there are people who salt their own meat, and you can walk into a butcher and ask for meat that Melicha has not been done to it. So the young lady walks into the butcher, and the butcher asks her, "Bilz gezalt in a flesh, would you like salted meat?" The lady thought to herself, "Salted meat? What do I need salted meat for? I don't like salted meat." So she says, "No, I'll take unsalted meat." She gets home and tells her husband, "You know, a strange thing. People in this country like salted meat." Her husband, Baruch Hashem, knew a little bit more than she did, and said, "Uh-oh, you better go return the meat and get salted meat." So today, unfortunately, there are people who don't even know that meat needs to be salted. Over here we'll see in these halachas that meat must be salted before eating it, to remove the blood, and we'll learn how to salt the meat and what happens if problems arise. Even though the general laws of Melicha are not so pertinent to us, since we generally buy meat that has already been salted, but we'll see many of the rules of Issur V'Heter can be found in Hilchos Melicha. Let us begin with learning the halachas of dam. There are six different types of dam. One is dam nefesh, the blood that causes an animal to die. Two is dam evarim, the blood that's found in the limbs and the meat, in the veins, arteries, and organs inside the animal. Three, dam plata, is the blood that comes out when you do salting. Four is blood of fish and locust. Five is blood found on an egg. And six is blood of a human. Let's take each one and explain it. Dam nefesh. The Mishnah in Krisos, in the beginning of the fifth parak, when it speaks about which blood you get Krisos for, it says, Okal dam, shchita, if you eat the blood that came out while the animal was being slaughtered, by behema, b'chaya u'bayv, by either a behema, which include cows, sheep, and goats, b'chaya, the animals like deer, u'bayv, and birds or chickens, bein tmeim, bein da'irim, it doesn't make a difference what the animal is, if it's a tor animal or a tummy animal is, for example, a dog or a pig is a tummy animal, a tor animal is an animal that we are allowed to eat, like they both mentioned, a cow, sheep, goats, and the deer family. Just by the way, a giraffe is a tar animal, and there is a common misconception for the reason we do not eat giraffe today. Some people say we do not eat giraffe because we do not know where to shecht it. This is incorrect. A giraffe can be shechted anywhere along the neck. The reason we do not eat giraffe today is because in order to eat animals, we must have a mesorah, a tradition that that animal is kosher. Even though the Torah does not say that this animal cannot be eaten, still, we do not eat animals that do not have a mesorah. Turkey was one of the animals that there was a big discussion whether we have a mesorah or not. Lamaisa, we do eat turkey. Another interesting question about this is the recent question about the jabob cows. They have a hump on its back. And some wanted to say that we do not have a tradition that these cows are kosher. But Lamaisa, although the chatchila it shouldn't be eaten, but the other, they're okay. So the Mishnah continues, dam nechira, if you punctured the animal, dam iko, if you ripped out the simonim, in order for an animal to be kosher, it has to be shechted, you have to shecht both the windpipe and the food pipe. If you pulled out the windpipe and food pipe and ripped it out, that's dam ikor, dam hakoza, or if the blood of bloodletting, if you let blood from the animal, and the animal died from the bloodletting, if this blood caused the animal to die, then you are chayav kors. That is dam nefesh. Any blood that causes the animal to die is dam nefesh, and would be chayav kors. There are three psukim that we learn out kors for blood. One is in Parashas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Posuk Chav Zayin, Kol nefesh asher trichal kol dom. Any person that eats dam, blood, and nichvasa ha nefesh ahi mi ameha, he will receive chorus. Then there's another two psukim in Parshas Achimois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud, says Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael u'menager hago b'seicham, any person from Klal Yisrael or a ger, asher yoichal kol dam, which eats dam, v'nasati fonai b'nefesh ha'echeles es adam, v'echvati oisa mikerev amo, I will give him chorus, he will receive chorus. And the third pasuk is also in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalad, ki nefesh kol basar domei v'nafshehu, the thing that causes a person to live is its dam, ba'ima l'bnei Yisrael, dam kol basar lo yisechelu, you should not eat dam, ki nefesh kol basar domei hi, kol eichu abhi karas, anyone who eats dam will get karas. These are the three psukim that say that one gets karas for eating dam. What exactly is karas? The Ramban says, later on in Parshas Achimois, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, that there are three types of chorus. One is chorus haguf, but not chorus haneshama. This means that he will die young, but he will still have a chelak in the Olam haneshamas and Olam haba. Olam haneshamas is referring to where a person goes to after 120 years, and Olam haba is after Mashiach comes, la'asad love, when the Zechiyas HaMeisim, that's Olam haba. So a person who is really a tzaddik, does more good deeds than bad deeds. This person has a desire to eat blood, and he did not overcome his desires, and eats blood knowingly. So this person will die young, but since he has more good deeds than bad deeds, he will still have a portion in the next world. The next type is a person who has more bad deeds than good deeds. This person will have chorus to his neshama, but not chorus to his guf. This means that he will not have a portion in the next world, but he will have a portion in this world. It means he could live a long life. Then there's a third type of chorus, that the person does not have this world nor the next. This is the person who is over the Avodah Zarah. He will die young and will not have a portion in the next world. This can also be found in the Sefer Shaar Gemul, written by the Ramban, in the Green Ramban's, which are broken up into Prokim, found in Perek Gimel, Os Gimel, this Inyan, of course. Okay, so the Gemara explains why do we need three psukim for Karas. One is for the blood of Karchim, of animals that were shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. And one pasuk is to tell you that even Chulin, even animals that are shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, regular animals that are shechted to be eaten, still the blood is karas, the blood of the dam nefesh is karas, and the third one is for blood that kisei dam was done to it. Kisei dam means we have a mitzvah that a chaya or a oaf, chaya which includes the deer, antelope, etc., and oaf, chickens, and birds which are shechted, the blood must be covered with dirt. So one might think that since already a mitzvah was done to this blood, one no longer receives karas for eating it. So that's why the third pasuk tells you that there is a few chorus. That's dam nefesh. The next type of blood is dam heborim. Dam heborim is the blood that will interest us in Hilchos Malicha. Dam heborim is any blood that's left over in the animal after the animal is shechted. So there is blood in the meat, in the veins, etc. The prohibition of eating dam can be found in five pesukim in the Chumash. One in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Chukas Ilvam L'Dorei Seichem B'Chumash V'Seichem Kol Chelev B'Chol Dom L'Sichelev. One may not eat blood. Then in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Vav, V'chol Dom Lo'yiseichlu, B'chol Mash V'seichem, O'yifel Arba'im, one may not eat blood. A third Pasuk in Achalimois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet, the first chapter of the Pasuk that we mentioned previously, Ki Nefesh Kol Basar Domei V'Nafshi Hu, V'oyimel L'Bnei Yisrael, Dam Kol Basar V'seichelu, one may not eat blood. And two Pasukim in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, Rak Chazak Odulti Achol Dom Ki Adom Hu HaNefesh, V'Lisechol HaNefesh Im HaBasar. One may not eat the blood, because the blood is the nefesh, it's what keeps the person alive. And the next pasuk, V'Lisechol Lenu Al HaEretz Yishpachenu Kamayim. One should not eat blood, should pour onto the earth like water. So these five sukkim, three of them are a warning for the above mentioned karas. Every time we have a onish in the Torah, we need another pasuk to give us a warning, which we learn a big rule from here. One should not give a punishment without a warning. and the other two psukim, one is for a dam ivorim, which we will explain now, and one is for a dam atamsis. Dam atamsis is blood that comes out of the animal, but does not cause it to die. It comes out of the animal after the animal dies. So the dam ivorim is what we're interested in. Dam ivorim is the blood that's left in the animal, and this can also be broken down into three types. There's dam be'ein, blood that we see, can be found in the arteries. Dam shepirish lamakom lamakom. Dam shepirish lamakom lamakom means blood that moves from place to place within the meat. One example would be is if meat is salted in a utensil without holes. Since there's no place for the blood to go, it will move within the meat but will not go out. And we'll learn about this later on. And then there's the third thing, dam shelo pirish, blood that did not move. Let's explain each one. Dam be'ein. Dam be'ein is blood that's found in the veins or cavities. This is usher to eat. Because as we learned before, this is dam ha'ivorim, and it may not be eaten. The veins that have blood in it must be cut open before one does salting. Then there's dam shepirish from makom lamakom. So we'll see this is machlekes exactly when it's usher. According to the Rosh, dam shepirish from makom lamakom in the meat, moves from one place in the meat to another place in the meat, is mutter. The exception is by shuvah mefrakta shel behema, when one breaks the spine of the animal before the animal stops moving. After shechita, before the animal stops moving. In this case, the Rosh will agree that since it moved from place to place while the animal still had some life to it, so this blood would be asur. The Rosh beholds that any dam shepirish makom lamakom is asur. We'll see a few examples as we go through Malikah. The third type of dam ivorim is dam ivorim shelo pirish. Any blood in the animal that did not move is mutter to be eaten. The reason we need salt meat is because if it's cooked, the blood will go out of the meat and then go back in. But until the blood moves, it's mutter to eat. Therefore, if one would like to eat a piece of raw meat, you can by all means go ahead, wash the meat, and have raw meat for dinner. Number three, dam plata. Dam plata is the blood that comes out of the meat through salting. Since it moved to the surface, it moved out of the meat, everyone will agree that it is usur. Whether it's usur to a bonon d'oraisa, we will see later on. Then the surface blood is sometimes referred to as dam be'ein. When you cut a piece of meat, there's some blood on the surface. There was a machlekes what din this blood has. According to the Rosh, this blood on the surface has a din of dam plata. According to other Rishonim, the smak, and others, this blood is a din of dam be'ein. The difference would be if salting could remove it. Dam be'ein means blood that comes out of the animal, blood from the veins, would fall on a piece of meat during salting. It cannot be removed. Dam plata can be removed through salting if there's still some of its own blood left. So the machlokes is whether this dam is dam be'ein or dam plata. The maisa will see that lechatchila will give it a din of dam be'ein, and b'di'eved and Efsim Ruben has a din of dam plata. We'll learn more about this in the next year. The fourth type of blood is blood of fish and locust. There are locusts that are kosher, but the reason we do not eat locusts is because we do not know which are kosher and which are not. The blood of a kosher locust would be kosher. Okay, this is not so common. What's more common is the blood of fish. The blood that comes out of fish is mutter midoraisa. But if it's collected in a container, if you have a cup of fish blood, the rabbanon asked it because of maris ayin. This is a gezeira because people will say that you're eating regular blood. Okay, the fifth type of blood is blood of an egg. This is more common if you find an egg with a blood spot on it. So this is machlekes exactly where it's found. According to the Mechaber, if it's found in the yellow, it's asur. If it's found in white, it's mutter. According to the Amar, it doesn't make a difference if it's found in the white or the yellow, the egg must be thrown away. This is all because it's the beginning of the development of a chicken. Today's eggs, where there's no rooster anywhere near the chickens, these eggs are called safna da'ara. There is no male, and these eggs will never develop into a chicken. Mi'ikra din, the halacha is that you can just take out the blood spot and eat the rest of the egg. If, however, there's a possibility
that the eggs came from a place that there are roosters, then you'd have to throw out the whole egg. This is more common in Eretz Yisrael and other countries.
These halachos can be found in Siman Samach Vav. The sixth type of blood is blood of a human. Blood of a human is also mutter from the Torah, but in this case as well as fish blood, there is a gzera of maris ayin. Therefore, if someone bit into a piece of bread or an apple, and you can see some of the blood on the apple, on the piece of bread, wash it off an apple, or scrape it off in the piece of bread. If it gets mixed up in a way that it's not vein, you cannot see the blood, then it would be mutter. Now let us see whether salting must be done midaraisa or midarabanan. This depends on whether cooked blood is daraisa or darabanan. If cooked blood is daraisa, so therefore you need to salt it in order to get out the blood, which is daraisa. If cooked blood is darabanan, you don't have to salt it midarabanan. So the makor of this is the Gemara Menachas Daf Chof Alfam and Aleph. Gufo, Omer Ze'ili, Omer Rav Chanina, Dam Shebishloi, cooked blood, Eino Eiver Lof. You're not Eiver, there's no Torah prohibition. Therefore, most Rishonim hold that cooked blood is only Asur Midrabanan. However, Rashi, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Tes Omer Aleph, says that it's Daraisa. The Mishnah over there says, Haleiv Koiloi Umoitzi Es Domoi. The heart must be cut open to remove its blood before it's cooked. Loikaroi in Aigalov. If one did not cut open the heart and cooked it and ate it, one it's in Aigalov, one does not receive a lav. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says that this Mishnah is talking about the heart of a chicken which does not have a kezayis. In order to get malchus, one must eat the volume of a kezayis. Therefore, a chicken that does not have the volume of a kezayis in the heart, one would not get malchus. However, the blood of an animal which has a kezayis, one would receive karis. So Rashi says, the blood of an animal which is cooked, one would get karis. Tosfos, however, asks him Rashi, that we, from the Gemara we mentioned in Menachos, the dam shebishlai, in the oivel of, one does not receive karis for dam, for cooked blood. If a Tosfos learns the Mishnah is talking about where you ate the heart without cooking it. If you did not cut it open and ate it without cooking it, then you'd get karas if it was an animal heart, which has a kezayis. But if it was cooked, Tosfos says that you do not get karas. The Beis Yosef in Siman Pei Zayin says that the Rambam also holds like Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, and Hilchos Ma'acholis Asuros, which can be found in the Chelek Kedusha of the Rambam, says, "Hamu'ushan v'hamu'usho v'hametveria u'kiyotzben ein loignolav." Smoking or cooking in the hot waters of Tveria is not asur daraisa to cook basar v'cholav. V'chein hamavashel basar v'mechalav v'cholav mesa. If someone cooks meat with mechalav, is the water that's left over after making cheese, either v'cholav mesa, the milk of a dead animal, I b'cholav zachar, the milk of a male, I shebishol dam b'cholav pater. Or one cooks blood in milk, he's pater, there's no issa d'oraisa. Ve'in loika al achilosai mishum basa b'cholav. One does not receive malchus because of the prohibition of basa b'cholav. So why does the Rambam have to end the words mishum basa b'cholav? We can infer that he does not catch malchus for the prohibition of basa b'cholav, but for the prohibition of eating blood, he would get malchus. This is even though the blood was cooked. We see that the Rambam holds that cooked blood would be aser midaraisa. So the Beis Yosef explains that Rashi and the Rambam hold that the Gemara Menachos is not the final psak, but the final psak is that cooked blood is aser midaraisa. The same would apply to salting. Salting meat would give blood the same effect that cooking does. If you salted meat, the blood now is only asur midarabanan. According to those Rishonim, according to the Rambam and Rashi, even if the meat is salted, the blood will still have a din, then it's asur midaraisa. Therefore, according to the Rambam and Rashi, meat must be salted midaraisa, and according to the other Rishonim, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, meat only has to be salted midarabanan. Lahalacha, we'll see it's a machlokes what the Machaba holds. The Shach says that the Machaba is Machmer, that Dam Shebishlai is
is Daivaisa. This is because he quotes the Rambam that we mentioned. And since he quotes the Rambam, you can make the same inference and say that the Mechaber holds that it's not Malkus because of Basa B'chora, but it is Malkus because of cooked blood. The Hafachayim, on the other hand, holds that the Mechaber holds that Damshe Bishloi is Midrabanan and is lenient when there's a Suffolk. This is also the Pesach of the Alkut Yosef, and the proof is, we will see in Sif Yud, which will be Shir 5, that the Mechaber is Mekel by believing a non-Jewish maid that she did a Dacha Achorina. The only time we believe non-Jews is only by Isidur Abonim. There are more holes. That cooked blood is only as Asim Idur Abonim. The proof is also from Sif Yud, as we will learn. Well, just a few of the terms that are mentioned in the Licha, these are really mentioned in Siman Ayin, but since they come up already now, we'll explain them. The first term we find is Aydi di Yiflay Dam di Dei Yiflay Mashabola. If Dam Plata, Dam that comes out of a meat, goes into a piece of meat that was not salted, so when you salt this piece of meat, when it brings out its own blood, it will also bring out blood that absorbed from a different piece of meat. Sometimes this is referred to as Kabbalah Kafoltai, but this is not exactly the same. Kabbalah Kafoltai is usually used by Hagavah. If a Kli is used for hot water on a Kli Rishon, so you need a Kli Rishon to remove the Isser. Over here, by Malicha, the only way to remove salt, that Dam Plata that is absorbed in the meat, is only when it has its own blood still left inside it. When it has its own blood left inside it, it will draw out the blood that absorbed from somewhere else. The next term is Aydi di Tored Lemiflat Laibola. When the meat is in the middle of being salted, it will not absorb blood Dam Plata from a different piece of meat. We'll see if this is a Machlekes, whether we say Aydi di Tored Lemiflat Laibola or not. Next term is Mishrak Shorek. This means that the blood slides off of the meat. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Maaseh, we do not hold of Mishrak Shorek only by kalim, utensils. That if blood falls on the outside of a utensil or by a knife, it will slide off and will not get absorbed. And one final term is in Malicha le kalim. Malicha does not have the power to take out blood from kalim. It's a machlokes if Malicha can take out other things as well. We'll learn this in Sif Chaf in Shir 12.